Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring back on the show one of my heroes, ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite people on the planet, somebody I've been admiring now for 17 years. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, is your champion, whether you know it or not. Pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than she does. Her organization, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, fighting best two falls out of three every day inside the Beltway with our government to get them to help to stop hurting small businesses and maybe even help them every once in a while. And she joins us on a regular basis to report on that progress, all dinged up and taking one for the team. Karen Kerrigan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here, and happy holidays and Merry Christmas
to you
and to all of your listeners.
I'm always amazed at how hard you fight, but yet you still look beautiful. I don't know how you pull that off, Karen, but you do. And so
I guess I had the right genes,
right? So. Apparently so. And boy, I've seen your kids. You passed it along pretty nicely, too. Hey, Karen, I am really just fuming. I am so disgusted. It's a good thing I can't get my hands on any members of Congress right now because of what they just did. They just passed the tax extenders that should have been in force 58 days ago, whatever the number is, should have been in force all those days ago. All year long, they just passed them retroactive to the January 1, but when I think about, and I'm going to let you tell the audience what they are, but when I think about what the opportunity that's been lost and the way, how many small business owners have been jerked around by this, Karen, it just makes me want to hurt someone. It makes me mad.
Oh, well, and small business owners are feeling exactly that same way because there was a lot of opportunity that was lost during the past year. And you know, Jim,
tell them what they are. Tell them what I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, a lot of investment opportunities. Section 179 expensing allow you to immediately write off, you know, up to $500,000,
yeah,
you know, of equipment, bonus depreciation, another expensing write off, research and development, R&D tax credit, which
yep,
a lot of small business
yep
owners do. Many entrepreneurs use that. So I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
And they just finally passed them, right? Instead of they've been messing around with them for a year, and they finally did it. Karen, where's their shame,
extender.
Karen? How could you do what they did and not be just ashamed of that, of yourself?
Well, I agree, and again, it all falls at the feet of the Senate and Harry Reid. You know, the Finance Committee passed a 2-year extension way back when, and the House acted on permanent, making those provisions a permanent feature of the tax code. And there could have been a nice compromise that was reached early on and give some businesses some certainty. Those owners, business owners and entrepreneurs that want to take risk and do some investments could have done so knowing that they could write those off, but it didn't happen. And you're right. We, you know, right before the year ends, they do this. And it's not even an extension. It's a retroactive.
Right. It's going to be effective for like 10 days, right? 15 days.
Exactly. So we're right back to where we started again.
January 1, it's all new over again.
That's right. And, you know, I have, you know, I talk to my members across the country. There are those business owners, manufacturers who say, look, I couldn't wait on the Congress. I had to take the risk and make this $600,000 investment.
Yeah.
I had a big corporate client, you know, coming in the door. But there's others, you know, who just said, look, I just cannot take the risk and do this type of investment in this new building or this or that because I don't know if Congress is actually going to do this.
And Karen, they may have missed an opportunity, and the people that you said went ahead and bought it because they didn't know what their true costs were going to be, they weren't able to do accurate pricing of their product.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right. And even so, then they could say, oh, well, thank God I actually made that investment. you know, still, you know, Jim, here we are again, you know, at the beginning of the year, right,
yeah.
on January 1. So looking forward, you know, at new business opportunities and where to go from here, again, we're still back in the same situation.
Well, and you're wondering, and people are wondering, why aren't small business owners hiring more? Why aren't they investing more? Why isn't the economy growing more? These are real examples, ladies and gentlemen, of headwinds that the political class. I'm not just going to lay this at the feet of Harry Reid, even though he's one of my unfavorite people in the world. I don't like him at all. I'm glad he's going to be out. But I'm not going to just lay it. This is political class business, and what they've done to small businesses, in my opinion, they should never be able to use the term small business as if they knew what they were talking about again, because they have no shame, and they ought to be ashamed of themselves, but they're not. Hashtag God help us. That's all I can say. 20 till, right back with Karen Kerrigan. I'll get off my soapbox in a minute. Stay with us.
Come together right now.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.